AI News by Conjero.
There's a pretty big shift here. A UK AI Safety Institute evaluation found Claude Mythos Preview autonomously completed an end-to-end attack simulation against a corporate network.
That's the key point. It's not just helping with cyber tasks anymore. It's planning, executing, and persisting through steps without a person steering each move.
And that changes the risk conversation. For a long time, people split this into two buckets: models that generate useful pieces and systems that still need human hands to make anything happen.
This crosses some of that gap, even with caveats about the target environment and what was actually tested. Autonomous completion is a very different benchmark from answering prompts well.
It also means safety can't stop at prompt filtering or refusals. If a model can move through a workflow on its own, the controls have to include runtime containment and tight tool boundaries.
Right, plus stateful monitoring and hard stops. The real question becomes whether the surrounding product can interrupt multi-step behavior before it drifts into unsafe territory.
There's another issue too. These systems can look harmless one step at a time. But with tool access, network reach, or task persistence, small actions can add up fast.
That's the compositional problem. A bunch of modest-looking steps can produce an unsafe outcome, which is why enterprise buyers need to think beyond generic safety claims.
Procurement now needs more specifics. Formal red teaming, independent assessment, clear answers on what the model can touch, and what requires human approval.
And logs matter. Teams need to know what was attempted, what was blocked, what safeguards fired, and how tasks are terminated. Without that, review after an incident gets messy fast.
The broader signal here is that external testing is becoming harder to avoid. The involvement of the UK AI Safety Institute points to a higher bar for cyber-capable systems.
And it's also a regulatory signal. A system that can autonomously complete an attack simulation is the kind of capability that will draw closer scrutiny, even without a brand new theory of harm.
So the takeaway is that every model is suddenly a cyber adversary. It's that autonomy in cyber tasks has moved from hypothetical to evaluated behavior.
Exactly. The safety stack has to catch up at the same pace as the models are learning to chain actions together.
AI News by Conjero.